Let's talk a little bit more about that Competition Commission decision announced earlier today. The results of the inquiry into data prices, they're too high and they must come down or there will be prosecutions. Duncan McLeod, founder and editor at Tech Central. Duncan, have they gone further than perhaps the industry expected them to?
Yeah, hi, John. I think they've gone much further than the industry expected to do, and I think it's fair to describe these proposals or these plans that they've put on the table today as extremely radical. Some of the interventions that they're proposing, including forcing the operators to provide free, what they call lifeline data access to all South Africans, certainly go a lot further than what was contained in the draft report, which was released in April.
What happened between the draft report and now then?
Well, we don't know what sort of deliberations were happening behind the scenes. Certainly, all the industry players made representations, written representations. There were public hearings held between then and now. But certainly these regulations, whatever was discussed in the background at the Competition Commission, have been toughened significantly. And I would expect that unless there is some change, which I don't think is going to happen, that this is going to go to court.
I suspect that you are correct with that. I mean, as a consumer, if I hear somebody saying that I must get 500 gigs of data for the same price that I'm currently paying for 50 gigs of data, I'm going, yo. But the operators are going to be saying that if we're forced to fall in with these recommendations, it threatens our commercial viability, and the people who are now complaining about the fact that they pay too much for data will be complaining about the fact that they have no data service providers because it's just too expensive to provide it at these costs.
Exactly. I think, the way I'd describe this, these regulations, these findings that the Commission has come up with, I would describe them as populist, even socialist, some of the interventions that they've put on the table here. And we must remember that the operators are gearing up to invest a significant amount of money in their networks for the rollout of 5G infrastructure. And here we have a regulator basically slapping them down and saying, well, your prices are too high, you've been naughty, we need you to behave, we need you to cut prices, otherwise we're going to sue you. What sort of message does it send to these companies which are preparing to invest tens of billions of rand in network infrastructure in the coming years if this government entity is coming up with such radical interventions and forcing them to reduce their prices? And if they don't reduce their prices, and if they don't do it soon, they will be prosecuted.
But aren't the prices too high? Are they not making exceptional profits out of people who have relatively little choice when it comes to purchasing data?
I think the Commission has a good argument when it says that the current pricing strategies of many of the operators, if not all of them, is disadvantageous to poor people. I think they have a very strong argument there, and I think the industry has done itself no favors by pricing prepaid data, small prepaid data bundles, which the poor can afford. They can't afford the big data bundles that you and I purchase, John. I think that's done the industry no favor, and I think the industry should have moved earlier to narrow that gap, to bring down the cost of ad hoc data usage on their networks. And I think the Commission is probably right to look at ways of intervening in that area to try and address that problem. But I think these regulations go well beyond that particular issue. I mean, the discussion about providing free data to all South Africans obviously has a cost, and that cost is going to have to be borne by the network operators. And I'm not sure they've done the necessary, and I must emphasize I haven't read the final report yet. I've only read the summary findings. There's a concept in regulation that you press on one part, the other part then starts to move. So in other words, if you force an operator to do something, it has an impact that the regulator doesn't necessarily expect. So prices might go up in another area. So I do worry that they are they're taking on a huge amount in these proposals that they've put on the table, and I do worry that that they possibly haven't thought through the long-term consequences of what they're doing here.
Thank you very much. Duncan McLeod, founder and editor at Tech Central.